By faith, Abram, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went.
Oh, isn't it exciting, Abram? Just look at all the people who are going with us. The cattle and sheep. I didn't realize we were quite so wealthy.
God has been good to us.
All these people, our wealth, God calling you to perform a special work for him. It all makes me feel very proud.
It's a great responsibility, Sarai. It makes me feel small, humble, entirely dependent upon God. Oh, there! Watch that ox! Get him back on the trail! How's Father taking the trip?
Not too well, Abram. It's his heart,
Abram!
I think.
Abram!
Something's wrong up front. I'd better go see. Keep an eye on Father, will you, dear?
Of course.
The great caravan moved slowly along the banks of the Euphrates River.
You'd better take it easier, Abram, or you'll break under the strain.
I can't, Sarai. There's just too much to look after.
Why don't you give Lot some of the responsibility?
Lot's a good boy, dear, but hardly old or experienced enough to carry much responsibility. But don't worry, my dear Sarai. I'm not going to overwork.
At last, many weeks later, the caravan reached Haran.
Oh, Abram, it's good to rest and not be constantly on the move. I like this place. It's beautiful.
Indeed it is.
Why don't we stay here a while? It'll do us all good, especially Father Terah.
Is he worse?
Yes, Abram, I think so.
He hasn't said anything or complained.
He wouldn't.
No, he wouldn't want to alarm us. Sarai, I think we'll stay right here.
Here? Forever?
Oh, no. Only until God instructs us to move on.
But Uncle Abram, the younger folks are anxious to be on the move. Get where we're going.
I'm sorry, Lot, but we're going to stay here in Haran.
Oh, all right, Uncle Abram.
Weeks passed. Months came and went. Still, Abram remained in Haran, awaiting the word of God to move on. During their long stay there, Abram and Sarai were not idle. Both worked hard to lead others to the worship and service of the true God. In this, they were successful. Terah, Abram's father, grew weaker and weaker. Finally, one night, death came to him. With deep, true sorrow, the entire encampment watched the elderly patriarch lowered into his last earthly resting place. Again God spoke to Abram, commanding him to again take up his journey to the land that the Lord would show him.
Well, Sarai, my dear, at last we move on.
God told you to leave, Abram?
Yes.
I'll get things ready then. When are we leaving?
As soon as possible.
Do you want me to go ahead as planned?
Yes, please, Sarai. You notify all the converts to God's word that we have gained here. Help them get ready. Lot will take care of the shepherds and their families and the flocks and herds. I will talk to my relatives, help them get ready.
You're a good organizer, Abram.
Cleanliness and order are heaven's first law.
You're leaving right away, Abram, my brother?
As soon as we can get ready. Anything I can do to help you get ready.
No, Abram. In fact, my wife and I, we've thought it over and we... Well, Abram, we're not going. Well,
surely, Nahor, you jest.
Not only am I serious, but I think it is my duty to persuade you, too, to remain here.
But God told me to go. He promised me a land of inheritance.
What land? Where? You don't know. When you get there, wherever it is you're going, are you sure there'll be food for your family and great flocks? Of course not. Are you even sure there's a land that you can inherit? No. You see, Abram, that's why I'm not going and why I entreat you. Remain here where you know your family will have food, where you know that...
God has called me and I am answering that call.
Well, I'm not. I'm going to stay here with what you call my idols. The pleasures of leisure and wealth, where home is. You do as you like.
I agree with Nahor, Abram. I owe it to my family to remain here in Mesopotamia, where food and clothing is sure. I don't have the faith to go, not knowing where I'm going like you do.
No, Abram. We're not going to remain here.
Of all the relatives that Abram had, only his wife Sarai and his nephew Lot chose to share the patriarch's pilgrim life. Yet, it was a large company that set out from Haran. The company included many servants and retainers and those who had accepted God in Haran. All these attached themselves to the patriarch's household and accompanied him to the land of promise. And they went forth from Mesopotamia toward the land of promise, and into the land of Canaan they came,